Patrick Pryor. And I've been bringing, this is the third time I've done this, and I've been doing, and I've kind of brought things that I've made a long time ago, and some in my family, some of the most important things that we have are things that we made, like my mother's quilts and things like that, and my wife's stained glass and everything, and I've got things made out of wood. This is a very strange... You can hold it, and I'll talk. It's kind of a weird thing.
I just want to hold it. I want an excuse to hold it. So.
That piece, it started out as some two-by material that was laying up in my father's attic. It probably came from the 1950s, and there was just these two-bys laying up so you had something to walk on the joist so you didn't fall through the ceiling. I hope my dad didn't fall through the ceiling because I removed stuff that he was walking on. But I rescued, these pieces were just laying up there, so I rescued them. And I was in a, I went to a guitar making school and right out of high school. And when I came back to St. Louis after the guitar making school, I took a sculpture class at a community college. And the teacher was a metal worker, and he wanted me to we were going to work with wood, so he had me do a bandsaw demonstration. Being 21 years old and lots of pretty girls around, I was like, I'm not going to show somebody how to do something. I'm going to do something they can't do. And I get, the pretty girls actually dated one of them for a while. It did work. But I took this piece... and I put it on the bandsaw, and it was square on the edges, and I cut this thing like this. It was like woodworking as a performance. And then I took a pencil, and I ran my thumb and made this gauge, made somewhat parallel line, flipped it over to the other side, and then did that. And people were looking at me like, what? They were not going to do that. And so this thing has been around since, you know, like 30. Since that pretty girl's been long forgotten, but the piece of wood is still around, you know. So there's and I was basically shy, and I was like jealous of athletes and things like that could show off with things like that. And so for me to try to get attention or to get noticed, I would make things, and I'm still doing it, I guess. My idea for a museum is a museum of man-made peacock tails.